Well, the numbers are in the books for the first 11 months of 2013. Building permits and real estate properties listed and sold. Each month, we provide a chance to review the numbers with both the home builders and the realtors. Cindy Monin, Friesen Construction, is the 2014 president of the home builders. And Brandon Martins is the president of the Real Estate Association. He actually started December the 1st. Nice to have you both here today.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Are you ready for some numbers?
Should we
make it work? We could talk numbers all the time, but if you want to interrupt me, you don't have to raise your hand. This is radio. Just jump in. The numbers that always come in first are from the city of Sioux Falls. They come in the first day of the month. The real estate numbers came in last Thursday, I think. But the record-breaking continued, Cindy. On the building permit side, the total construction value, $414 million in 2012, $560.3 million in 2013. Are we going to go over $600 million?
Well, let's hope we do.
We're close.
Yes.
All right. New residential up from $168.6 to $235.4. Not bad there either on the residential side.
No, that's good for all our builders.
Commercial. Now, this is something that sometimes is forgot in this show. Commercial construction up from $5.1 million in 2012 to a whopping $37.9 million this year.
That is awesome. And I'm not sure if there's maybe some super large projects that are really pulling that number. You know, I'm not sure where the event center, things like that, what year they came in. But, yeah, there's probably a few really large projects that would affect that number.
Single-family units increased from 608 in 2012. Again, this is from January 1st to November 30th, 2012. It was 606. This year, the number is 712. And it more than doubles the first 11 months of 2011 when it was 328. Amazing numbers there, Cindy.
Yes, it is. It's very good for our members, our builder members, and for all builders in Sioux Falls. What's going to be interesting, Bill, is this weather that we talk about. You know, the November was still really good weather. It'll be interesting to see where December comes in. If we see, sometimes it slows down a little bit with the holidays and then with this terribly cold weather. That's additional cost if you're going to start construction of a new home. So if we're strong again here in December, that will be awesome for our industry.
I had mentioned to Cindy, Brandon, you were just coming in, that last night I was with one of the guys that has a lot of appliances that they sell in this town. And I asked him the kind of businesses that they were getting, and he said, it's amazing what we've had in the last 18 months. And then he said, we're still not where we were in 2007, but he said, I don't think we would be ready for 2007 with everything that we've done. So your reaction, you know, you not only affect builders and those people moving in, you guys affect other businesses.
I think the cool part about that is the fact that everybody's going back pre, quote-unquote, recession, and they're looking at 2007 numbers. It's like these 5 years in between never really happened, and we're just jumping forward. We're going, okay, our numbers were awesome in 2007. Now 2013 is competing with 7. So what does that mean for 14? I think those are the questions that all these businesses, all these builders, realtors, you name it, are all thinking right now.
Cindy, from his side of it, a lot of this was new construction, new appliances that were going in, and the builders were actually working with this company that would be well known if we mentioned it, but sometimes we don't mention exactly who it was. But, you know, that is a good indicator when you start looking at those building permits, because that's going to show you what's up, what's going to be needed, and for them to be out there and be good to their customers that are coming in makes a difference.
Yes, it does. And going on with what Brandon said, you know, if we could get back up to that 1,000 building permits per year, then that would be truly awesome. I know there were some of us that didn't think we'd make it to that, but maybe we will with this trajectory that we're on.
The other thing we're excited about, we've been doing this like 3 years now, that we've had the head of the home builders, head of the realtors, side by side, talking once a month. The numbers weren't always the best. And these guys created some pretty good stories that actually made us all believe that they were going to get better. And Brandon, they got better.
You know, I really don't know what the answer to that question is. I think it's probably more the lead in this show, in this media world. I'd probably give that to Bill. for spinning everything so positive because it made it really easy. No, really, the numbers, you know, they kind of speak for themselves. When you watch the excitement and the different things going on around Sioux Falls, from downtown projects to edge-of-town projects, there is so much happening, and it just really increases the amount of self-worth to Sioux Falls itself. You hear it mentioned all the time in all these national reviews. Unfortunately, one of the reviews was one of the coldest cities, which we're feeling it today.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, time to go to the real estate numbers. You ready?
Sure.
All right, keep your seatbelt on. Home sales, total survey area increased 13.7% in November. For the year, it's now up 17.2%. For the year, though, Sioux Falls is up 18.4%, which indicates Sioux Falls is a little bit ahead of the four county and also the total survey area. Surprise you at all?
No, not really. The Sioux Falls numbers usually come in quite a bit stronger. There are numbers that are out there in some of the outlying communities that are stronger themselves, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later. But there are, Sioux Falls is usually the flagship.
New listings in November were actually down 6.6% overall area, but they were up 6.3% in Sioux Falls. More and more availabilities now in Sioux Falls.
I'm going to give some of that to the new construction as well. There have been quite a few more new homes that have come on the market. The existing homes, there's still quite a bit of inventory out there, and there could always be some more. That's one number I guess I always look at is the month supply of homes for sale. And that's a number that from year to date is down 19.2%. So we have a lot less houses per what we're selling on the market right now. So that definitely affects the buyers coming into the market as well.
Pending sales, November, off 26.3%, but for the year up 12.8%. And usually the pending sales kind of tell us what we're going to have number-wise in December.
Well, let's just hope that number's wrong in December, and we'll see some good numbers come through to finish the year strong.
Indications are the month-to-month activity will moderate while year-over-year comparisons remain strong, kind of what Cindy pointed out earlier. Prices did get a lift. Median sale price increased 7.2%, up now over the $150,000 mark, 152.250. Comfortable number.
Absolutely, it's a comfortable number. Any number that's an up number is always better than one that's down.
All right, some communities. We always use these as well. Worthing, for the year, sold 10, first 11 months of 2012. They're 25 this year. Again, that's Lincoln County, which has been very positive. Beresford increased from 23 to 32. It's a big deal. If you're in Beresford, a 40% increase is a pretty big deal. Canton and Harrisburg each up 33% for the first 11 months of the year. And the Harrisburg number, 126 sold in the first 11 months, 168 this year. That's 40 more homes. That's a bunch.
That's a lot more homes. There's been quite a bit of new construction out in Harrisburg and some moving and shaking going on out there again. And that's really been an increase since we'll go back to that 2007, 2008, where it kind of started slowing down.
Parker is up 20%. Brandon sales went from 155 to 176. That's up 13.5%. Lenox, 12.9. Madison is up 3.6. Del Rapids is now even. T is off 7.5. Hartford down 14.5. And Cindy would remind us that there are some homes being built in Hartford.
Yes, there are. There are several new homes I see in the building permits, including my development, Kelly Point Addition.
All right. That's one thing I'll tap in there real quick, Bill. With T and Hartford, there's one thing to say there is the inventory has been down so much in those couple communities that we can't sell places if they're not for sale. So it's not that the need isn't there. It's more that the properties aren't there to sell.
The other thing, too, is Hartford and T actually led the list the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
So if you've gone to that list, you may be in that down bubble before you go back up.
Exactly.
When you look at another very good year for building and home sales, what reaction do you have and what prediction do you have for 2014? Cindy?
Well, I think that we're going to continue to improve on all these numbers. There's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of work for all of our members and builders in the Sioux Falls area.
Brandon?
You know, I think we've got a really good foothold right now, and I think it just more comes down to going to the building site, and we've got a strong foundation. Now we got to keep building and get this thing taller and bigger, and I think 14 is going to show us that.
you know, we have kind of shared in the show that we're not only affecting those people that want homes, the builders and the realtors, but those merchants out there that are providing the services, taking care of those people that, that have the homes, whether they're existing or being built. That's pretty important for the entire economy and the communities.
It is. It's a full circle effect. I mean, everybody moves to Sioux Falls. They also buy groceries. They go to fast food joints. They go to all the appliance stores. They go to every place in town. And it just, they tell their friends about these places, and that just expands everything, everything.
Cindy, one of the things that we know that exists is the need for workers that need to help in construction. And I know that's something that if we have some people out there that say, gee, we know some construction people that would help, we can do far better than the number we saw in yesterday's Argus, which only talked about 100 jobs that have been brought to Sioux Falls by all the advertising. Word of mouth sometimes will do far more than a statewide campaign.
Well, I can tell you that a lot of our members are looking for employees. There's a real shortage. We need to encourage young people to go into the construction industry. There are good jobs and good careers in the construction industry. And as an association, we need to work on improving our workforce development to bring up those younger people and get them into our industry.
All right. For both associations, if people have questions about any of the real estate numbers or any of the building numbers, can you guys share with them how they reach your A's and also HBA?
Well, for me, you can contact the HBA office at any time. Their phone number is 361-8233.
Oh, good recall on that. And Brandon, I know, has that number right on the tip of his tongue.
Yeah, sure.
Or actually, you can go to the Rays,
the Rays
office.
Yep,
which
you can call them at 605-334-4752, or you can go to raise-inc.org, and that's the public website. You can kind of get some information there as well and also review all these numbers.
And I'm going to be sharing with the construction folks some people that are looking for jobs that we have heard about that are in maybe several dozen type that will help. We'll do that where we can share that off the air, and then maybe by next month they'll be working with. So we will try to do that. Brandon, Cindy, we appreciate you being here. Good report card. Good luck in December.
Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, Jim Lowe looks at the financial side of the ledger, the housing affordability, job indications, money talk, following Fox Business News.